This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, January 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. L.A. fires become a political football, new recharge bills, and Vilsack closes out. Now, here's a programming note. Daybreak West will not be published on Monday, federal holiday. Follow the news, though, of Donald Trump's inauguration and first day in office at AgriPulse.com. Daybreak West will return on Tuesday. L.A. fire spread to Washington politics. While a Californian will not be in the White House next week, the state has been on the minds of lawmakers in Congress. During confirmation hearings for new administration appointees yesterday, several senators raised the specter of the Los Angeles fires. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to withhold disaster aid if California does not free more water for farms and cities. That prompted Senator Alex Padilla to ask Doug Burgum, who is up for Interior Secretary, if aid for L.A. should, quote, come with conditions. Burgum deflected, saying each situation is different, but agreed to supply all the necessary resources for such fires and recognized the L.A. fires will likely be the country's most expensive urban wildfire disaster. Senator Adam Schiff posed the same question to Lee Zeldin that in a separate hearing for his EPA administrator appointment. Zeldin said he would do everything in his power to assist. Senator Bernie Sanders, in the meantime, called the scene in L.A. apocalyptic during Zeldin's hearing. He blamed the fossil fuel industry for exacerbating the fires through climate change and for California's severe property insurance crisis. On that note, the Department of Water Resources has stepped into Trump's water fight with California. DWR has issued a fact sheet showing the Biden administration's new biological opinions for Delta pumping operations are preserving more water this week than would have happened under Trump-era rules. Water districts are backing up the claims. According to the state water contractors, the state and federal endangered species plans are using the best science to protect both the supply and the fish. Small cuts now avoid big cuts later, the trade group's reason. The interim general manager for LA's massive water district said the biological opinions, quote, strike a critical balance through adaptive management based on real-time conditions. But the water blueprint for the San Joaquin Valley and infrastructure-focused coalition warned that limiting pumping will nevertheless lead to devastating consequences for farms, food security, and jobs. Central Valley lawmakers introduced bills for groundwater recharge. The San Joaquin Valley representatives yesterday introduced two groundwater bills to reduce funding barriers and expand support for recharge projects. The bills would use federal infrastructure funding for underground storage, clean drinking water, and flood protection. The lawmakers emphasize how necessary drought resilience will be in the valley. Fryant Water Authority and the Water Blueprint support the legislation. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack, I gave it my all. After serving 12 of the last 16 years as Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack will end his tenure leading USDA at the change of administration on Monday. In an exit interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers, he talked with our Lydia Johnson about how his vision for USDA has changed since he first took office in 2009. Vilsack also discussed his ongoing concerns for ag and he offered some advice for his successor. I walk out of this place knowing that I gave it my all. I walk out of this place knowing that we made a difference. I think things are better now than they were when I came in many, many, many respects, Vilsack said. That's all you can ask for. You can see the Newsmakers episode released later today at AgriPulse.com. In the meantime, take note. President-elect Donald Trump named 4 USDA undersecretaries yesterday. That includes former Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dudley Hoskins leading Marketing and Regulatory Programs, and Luke Lindbergh as Trade Undersecretary. You can catch up on those nominees at AgriPulse.com. Bergram commits to Colorado River collaboration. As at Interior Secretary-designate Doug Burgum's confirmation hearing yesterday, the former North Dakota governor pledged to ensure use of federal lands would be balanced among multiple uses and promised to work toward consensus on Colorado River water reductions. Burgum said he sees federal lands as, quote, America's balance sheet, and that they need to be open for grazing, mining, and recreation. He wasn't directly asked whether he would undo a recent BLM rule to allow conservation leases, but his comment came after North Dakota Republican John Hoeven expressed frustration with the rule. When asked by Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona if he would work to craft a post-2026 water reduction framework for the Colorado River, yeah, that was not overly burdensome to any one state. Burgum said, quote, I think you can count on that we're going to look for a collaborative solution that serves everyone. Zeldin appearance draws praise from Republicans. Lee Zeldin, nominated to be EPA administrator, was careful not to promise much beyond compliance with the agency's obligations under the law and cooperation with Congress at his confirmation hearing yesterday. Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas, also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, asked Zeldin how he would get EPA and USDA to work together to create a predictable, science-based, and efficient regulatory system to ensure the timely availability of products and tools farmers and ranchers depend on. I agree with everything that you just said, Senator. That must be our goal, Zeldin said. He continued, quote, that should be the relationship between all agencies, including the interaction between the EPA and the USDA. After the first round of questioning, Bozeman said he was encouraged by Zeldin's support of the biofuel industry. Zeldin was a critic of biofuel policy while he was in Congress. I think he's very open-minded about it, and I think it's really positive in the sense that he's somebody that we will have direct access to that is willing to sit down and talk, Bozeman said. That's always very helpful. Now, Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas said Zeldin appears cooperative and collaborative and has a history of working toward a clean environment. He seems like someone who's going to work hard to make sure that we find common ground where it can be found, Moran said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Now here's today's final word. I've got friends on both sides of the issue, and I stand with my friends. That's Senator Adam Schiff taking the safe route in his first hearing in the Senate, that after his colleagues in West Virginia, Colorado, and Alaska competed over the best mountains. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, January 17th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Talley.